I've got a message here somewhere. But to the graduates, I'm thankful for you. You've endured. You've endured hardness as a good soldier, being able to graduate from high school. It's a big deal to graduate from high school. Like Joshua told the children of Israel, he said, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mightest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt have good success, and then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." You want to be successful in your life? Then you meditate on this book day and night. That's a way to be successful. It's the only place in Scripture that the term success is found. I'm not going to preach long. We had a lot of things going on here this morning, but I'm going to preach long enough. Take your Bible to Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9. And the passage goes, Nehemiah the prophet speaking, Israel says, they refused to obey 9:17. In Nehemiah 9:17, they refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God, watch it, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsook them not. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we know this morning that you're ready, willing, and able, Lord, if folks will just humble themselves and come to you and turn to you. You tell us to come, whosoever will, let him come. Come all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and you'll be there for him, Lord. You're ready. And we're thankful that that shed blood that offers redemption, Lord, without price, that you paid the price. Help us to understand that. Help us to receive the words that you've given me to preach today, Lord. Fill this place with the Holy Ghost of God. And fill each heart, Lord, with a desire for the knowledge of God. And put down any high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God today, Lord. Help me to preach, Lord, and help others to hear. And we'll thank you and praise you for all you're going to do here. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Now, several years ago, many of you have heard this song. The group Born Again sang a song. I think Cole Barnett might have written this song. It says, "Ready, willing, and able." God is ready, willing, and able. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He will open the windows of heaven. He's just looking for a need to fill. Hey, God is ready, willing, and able to save you today. He's ready, willing, and able to change you. He's ready, willing, and able to help you and to be to you a God. If you are ready. My. Nehemiah said of Israel, they refused to obey. They weren't mindful of the wonders that he did among them. They hardened their necks. And in their rebellion, appointed a captain to return to their bondage. Then he said, "But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsook them not." God is ready, God is willing, and God is able. Isaiah 38:20 says, "The Lord was ready to save me." God is ready to save this morning. He's willing to save, and he is able to save. I've heard people say, "Well, I don't think God can save me. I'm just too far gone." No, you're not. As long as you have breath and a mind to reason with God, to come to Christ with a repentant heart, why would he refuse you? He said, "Whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." He's ready to save you. The Bible says in John 3:17, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." My. It says in 2 Peter 3:9, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us. We're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." He's ready to save you, and he's willing to save you. He's able to save you. Hebrews 7:25, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. My, my, my. Our Lord, he reaches out. He's reaching out this morning. He convicts of sin. He converts the heart. That gospel of Jesus Christ will knock the whiskers off a drunkard's face. It'll send a harlot home to her family. That's what the gospel will do. It will change your life. It will give you more abundant life, a life of peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. My, my, my. God has always been ready. He's always been willing, and he's always been able. God's plan of redemption was fulfilled as his precious son, Jesus Christ, hung on that cruel cross of Calvary. The Lord, as he hung on that cross in anguish and bearing the sins of the world, through that he looked up at the Heavenly Father and said, "It is finished." And the Heavenly Father, he's looking over the portals of glory. And when he saw the travail of his soul, the Father said, "I'm satisfied. Amen. It is finished. I'm satisfied. The debt has been paid. The door is open to whosoever will." He's ready for you to come to him. My, my, my. The debt had been paid. My debt. My, he paid a debt he didn't owe, and he paid my debt I couldn't pay. Redemption had been secured, and the Lord said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He says, "Come unto me, whosoever will." God is ready. You know, the problem is that most of the world is just not ready. God's ready, but we're not ready. What's that about? The Lord said in Luke 12:40, "Be ye therefore ready also." He's ready to save, but you need to get ready to be saved. You need to be ready. "For the Son of Man cometh at an hour that you think not." You don't know what tomorrow brings. You don't have a clue. Friday night, Joyce and I, we went out and we ate Mexican food with my nephew Stanhope. Went up to Batesville. Had a good night. I got home about an hour later. I had stabbing pains in my side. Not my stomach, not from the food. Stabbing pains in my side. I didn't know what was going on. I told Joyce I felt flushed, like I was feverish. Took my temperature to 101.3. I waited an hour. I'm still hurting. The pain's getting worse. At 101 still, 101. I checked it three or four times. Finally, I called my doc. They have an on-call doctor where I go 24/7. They said, "Better get to the hospital." All night long at Christ Hospital emergency room. I had diverticulitis. I thought, that's what old people get, Dave. What's that all about? It like to kill me. I didn't know what was going on. Could have been appendicitis. But you don't know how long you're going to be here. You need to be ready. That's what he said here. Said, "For the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not." Hey, one day the Lord's going to step out on a cloud. He's going to step out on a cloud, and he's going to call his folks home, and you better be ready. If you're not ready, you've got a problem. Dave, I remember hearing this preached all my life, and I was skeptical. I couldn't prove this thing. That I heard preachers preach many years ago that if a man rejects, hears a clear-cut gospel message in this life and rejects it, that he won't get saved during the tribulation. You heard that, Brother Phil? And I said, "Well, I don't know." I said, "Well, the Jews were blinded. You know, it says in the tribulation, God will send strong delusion that they would believe a lie." And I said that they might not be saved. So I wasn't sure on that. But then I read the passage about the supper, and they had to have a garment on, that the picture of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, have that garment on, and those who didn't have a garment were cast into outer darkness. And it says because they would not come. Amen. Didn't say because they could not come. They wouldn't come. And so it appears if you think you're going to put this off so long, you may have a bad problem, folks, because that rapture may come and you're out of the picture. Amen. outer darkness. Because you had an invitation. You had an invitation to the wedding and you refused to come. You would not. My, my, my. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour that ye think not. The Lord's going to step out on a cloud. And just like we said when we were kids, the Lord's going to say, ready or not, here I come. My, my, my. That was going to be a scary time for a lot of folks. You put it off and you put it off and you put it off. Dave, when I traveled with Jeannie Shepherd, I was on the Grand Ole Opry. She had a hit song out at the time called, I Can Feel It Slipping Away. I can feel this love of ours is slipping away. It's a song she did. Hey, a lot of you folks are just letting this salvation thing slip away from you because you're too stubborn, you're too bullheaded, you're too proud, and you just keep putting it off. God's ready, and He's willing, and He's able, but you are not. You will not, because of the hardness of your heart. My, my, my. Ready or not, here I come. Esther 3:14, it says that the commandment was published unto all people that they should be ready against that day. Are you ready against that day? Hey, this is serious business. This is serious business. Some are never going to get ready in time. God is ready, but a lot of folks aren't ready. You see, some folks are never willing to see their need. They'll never take a self-examination and reason with themselves and understand that they've got a sin problem. A lot of folks won't do that. They're not ready, and some folks aren't ready and they don't know that they're not ready. You ever been around folks and maybe people that you work with, you've developed a craft or a skill and you've gotten good at it and you know all the tricks of the trade, and somebody new comes in and they think that they have all the answers, they think they know how to do it, and they think they know and they don't know, and you know that they don't know that they don't know. But they don't know that. And when a lot of folks are living out there in sin, they don't know that they don't know that they're going to go to hell without Jesus Christ. Over a year ago, probably a year and a half ago, I sat out on the porch with an old man, a good old man that I loved. He's sitting out on the porch. He had a good name around the community. And I witnessed the gospel to him, took him through all the things. I said, the Bible says that we're all a mess. It says, I'm a mess, you're a mess, the Pope's a mess, Billy Graham's a mess, we're all a mess. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. We've all gone out of the way. We've all become as an unclean thing. And he said, I don't think I've ever done anything bad enough to go to hell. That's what he said. He died about 3 weeks ago. I don't know. What do you do when a man don't know that he don't know? I had it on the authority of the Word of God that there's none righteous, no, not one. That all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. He didn't get it. I remember even going over to Ezekiel, the prophet Ezekiel, in Ezekiel 33:13, said if a man look to his righteousness and commit one iniquity, for that one iniquity he will perish, and all his righteousnesses will not be remembered. See, God's holy. Adam just had one sin with Adam, and God withdrew his spirit from Adam. He couldn't hang out with Adam. Separated himself from Adam. At one iniquity he shall perish. My, my, my. God's ready. The problem is that most of the world is not ready. Some are never willing to see their needs. Some are not ready, don't know they're not ready. And when you find a man that don't know that he is lost, good luck at getting that man to come to Christ. Good luck. You can call it repentance. You can call it conviction or whatever you want to. But why in the world would a man come to a Savior if he didn't know that he needed saved? God is ready, but the Bible says in Psalms 10:4, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. God is ready. He's willing. And he's able. But maybe you just aren't looking for him. Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? That's all there is, folks. Jesus says there's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. It's at the name of Jesus. Knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. My. There's one God, one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Whosoever comes to him must believe that he is. Do you believe God is who he said he is? The wicked through the pride of his countenance will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. God's ready. He's looking for you, but you're not looking for him. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? God is still ready, willing, and able to save you today. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And whosoever will, let him come. And he that heareth, say, come. Whosoever will, let him come to the waters and drink. Who is athirst? God's ready to save. He's willing and able to save, but some aren't ready to be saved. And listen, many who are saved aren't ready to serve. There's folks sitting in church, been saved since they were kids and haven't done a thing to serve God. What's that about? Saved? No, they're going to heaven, but just refuse to get in the battle and serve. Saved and serving. Some of those are saved and serving, but they never have submitted to God. They want to serve, but they want to serve God on their own terms. I want to do it my way. Remember that song? They had me sing that song at their funeral once. I did it my way. When I did it my way, it was a wicked way. I had to do it God's way. Ready to serve, but you want to serve God on your terms, not on God's terms. God has a way he wants you to do things. He's got a manual he wants you to follow. Some of you folks been in the military, you know, Don, you remember, it's the army way or the highway. If you're saved, you need to serve. And if you serve, you need to submit to serving the way God wants you to serve. God is ready, willing, and able. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He will open the windows of heaven. He's just looking for a need to fill. That's God. He's ready, willing, and able. God is ready, willing, God is able. Some are willing to come to Christ for salvation, but they're not willing to humble themselves to do it God's way. They're not willing to humble themselves. Many are not willing to hear him, what he has to say about it, to hear the word. Remember Peter, James, and John up on the Mount of Transfiguration, man. They see all this stuff, and man, Peter's excited, and he starts telling the Lord what they ought to be doing. Well, I think we ought to do this. Let's do this. Let's do that. And for the heavens open and say, this is my beloved son. Hear ye him. Amen. Shut up and listen to the Lord. Hear ye him. My. Not many willing to humble themselves. Not many willing to hear the Lord. He put, you'll put yourself everywhere else. You'll put yourself in the bleachers to watch a ball game. You'll put yourself in a deer stand at 5 a.m. in the morning. You'll put yourself in front of the television for hours on end or the computer, but you refuse to put yourself under the preaching of the Word of God. What's that about? Oh, I love the Lord. No, you don't. If you love me, keep my commandments. Said, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. My. Fellows said, well, now, preacher, you're meddling. Amen. Maybe so. David said, I was glad when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. So many are just not willing to humble themselves. They're not willing to hear the Lord. They're not willing to hearken to what God has to say. God is ready, He's willing, and He's able. Some are ready, some aren't ready. Some are willing, some are not willing. But God, it isn't on God's part. There's never a problem on God's part. God is ready, He's willing, God is able. Romans 4:21, and being fully persuaded, Paul says that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Ephesians 3:20, Paul wrote, now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Hebrews 7:25, the writer says, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. God is able, and today, if you're ready, today, if you're willing, hey, and today you are able. Don't know if you're willing or not, but today you are able. Right now, you're able. You're sitting under a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, old-fashioned Baptist church. We preach the book. We're not Baptist because we love the name Baptist. We're Baptist because we think, our belief is it's closest to the Scripture. So you're able to come to God. You're able to get in on God's wonderful bloodstained plan of redemption. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 6:2, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation. You're able to get in on this right now. You're able to get in on this as I speak here. Hey, that's the good news. God is ready, willing, and able, and you're able if you're ready, and if you're willing. My. That's the good news. Now the bad news is that there will come a day, there will come a time when you will no longer be able to come to God. Luke 13:24, the Lord said, strive to enter in at the straight gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. You see it on the news. You hear about it locally every day. People slipping off into eternity. Every time a Christian, every time you hear of a soul slipping off into eternity, it should come to your mind, well, I wonder if that fellow was saved. I wonder if anybody ever told him about Jesus Christ. Wonder if she ever heard about Jesus Christ. Because once that door of death opens and person passes to eternity, they've lost their remedy for redemption through Jesus Christ. My. Waited too long. Many waited too long. They weren't ready. God was ready, but they were not ready. They weren't willing until that day. They became where they weren't able. When death opened the door of tomorrow, no longer able. Hebrews 3:15, the writer says, while it is said today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Our Lord is ready, willing, and able. All He asks for you to do is understand that if you're ready for Him, He's ready for you. Do you know you're a sinner? The Bible says we're all a mess. All a mess. All of us. None righteous? No, not one. Because of our sin, there's a penalty that God requires. The Bible said, for the wages of sin is death. Now, I don't want to have to pay. I don't want to have to pay. I don't want to have to die in my sin, because then the Bible says death and hell was cast into the lake of fire. So God told me that I can pay for my sins with my death, or I can trust in His death, His burial, and His resurrection. He's my sin bearer. When I trusted Jesus Christ, it's His death that paid my wages of sin. It says, for the wages of sin is death. That's Romans 6:23. But the gift of God is eternal life. You don't earn a gift, do you? If you had to earn a gift, it would no longer be a gift. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, 8, 9, 4, by grace are you saved through faith. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Not something you did, but it's God's favor toward you, because that's who He is. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It isn't by being good. It isn't by joining the church. It isn't by joining the lodge, being kind to animals. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that faith is in God's provision for sin, His precious Son, Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. That verse just said if you could earn your way to heaven by being good and doing all those religious things, you'd have something to brag about. But it says it's not that way, folks. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Our Lord is ready, willing, and able. Are you ready this morning? Are you willing? Today you're able. What are you going to do with Jesus Christ? You know what determines a man's future? It's what you do with Jesus Christ. Everyone stand up. I'm done this morning. My Lord is ready, willing, and able. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He will open the windows of heaven. He's just looking for a need to fill. The altar's open this morning. If that Holy Spirit of God has spoken to your heart, if that Spirit has spoken to your heart and you say today is the day of salvation, don't let this day pass. You don't know what the day brings. Any moment you can slip out into eternity. Won't you come? The altar's open. Old-fashioned altar. Won't you come this morning? Won't you come?